with me from Mind Joy Counseling, Anne-Marie Covert. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You're most welcome, Anne-Marie. You know, it's been a big topic over the past few years, mental health's role in the church. And so going into this new year, what would be your tips for leaders, people in the church, creating a climate where, you know, the stigma of mental health is less a stigma and we can move forward and follow Jesus?
One of the best ways we can change that climate is just talking about it. And as leaders, we can simply open up the dialogue, open up the conversation. Hey, how's everybody doing? And sometimes it helps if we even give it words. So, for example, is anybody feeling really anxious this week? Has anyone been feeling pretty low? And once you give it words, once you name it, you give people permission to talk about it. And so that can be very powerful in a small group setting. It can be very powerful in our relationships, and it can be powerful from the pulpit. If we just put it out there, normalize it, validate it, and give people permission to say, hey, yeah, that's me.
When it comes to just trying to identify mental health, like, I still feel like it's great to be able to talk about things, but I feel like if I'm being honest, when I'm going through like a bit of a bout in my life where I feel like in a bit of a downward spiral, I still would kind of push away from there being, oh, this is, I'm experiencing symptoms of depression. What would be your tip for just someone trying to work out their own emotions and trying to keep them in balance with what can we conquer by ourselves versus what do we like need to, you know, seek out some a counselor like yourself?
Well, thank you for sharing that and being real. That even your listeners are going to benefit from that moment of you just saying like, hey, sometimes I struggle with this. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves is be authentic with ourselves and do that self-check-in. Like, am I actually okay? Like, do I need some support right now? Sometimes just taking, you know, a minute during our day and just taking that moment to reflect, like, how am I doing? Do I need more support than I needed yesterday? That can help us recognize maybe I need to make some steps. Maybe I need to make some changes here. It also validates ourselves. So sometimes we push through anxiety, we push through depression to try and get better. But what happens is we can actually make them worse because we're fighting them and we're actually adding fuel to them. We're adding fuel to the fire. Whereas if we accept them, we are actually validating and starting to diffuse them and diluting them. So we actually give those things less power when we embrace and accept them rather than trying to shove them to the side and suppress them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a really good insight, Anne-Marie. Thanks for that. What are your tips for just being able to engage with someone that you know struggles with mental health, wanting to see them make gains as a friend, as a brother or sister in Christ, but also not wanting it to become like this excuse of like, oh, it's my mental health. Like, it's kind of this scapegoat. How do you navigate that dichotomy?
Yeah, you know what? There's wisdom in that. It is a dichotomy because there are genuine struggles that people go through where they need us to sit with them in their suffering. And then there are patterns that people enter that are unhealthy cycles in their life. And in counseling, we navigate both all the time. And one of the most powerful things you can do as a friend or a support for a family member or anyone in your life, one is to listen well. Because actually most of counseling is just listening well. Another is to validate, because even if they're in an unhealthy cycle or a healthy cycle, their emotions are real. And so you can always validate their emotions. Hey, I'm sorry you're feeling so sad right now. Hey, I'm sorry you're going through a hard time. You can always validate people. And then the third thing is lean into wisdom, lean into support. And so sometimes support means just sitting there quietly in their suffering like Job's friends did. When they opened their mouths is when they got into trouble. So sometimes wisdom is quiet. And sometimes wisdom is pointing people in a new direction, maybe suggesting alternatives, not telling them what to do, not giving advice, but hey, have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about seeing a counselor? Have you ever thought about how, you know, what you're doing is hurting yourself? You know, I'm concerned about you and I'd like to see you get better.
So it's coming from a place of care as opposed to command.
Yes, because even if it is the person who, and we all know someone like this, who is in an unhealthy pattern and they seem stuck and it's starting to feel like a scapegoat or an excuse, even for that person, you know, God says that the goodness of God leads people to repentance. Not our judgment, not our criticism, but goodness and love leads people towards change.